Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Since wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and please underline commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Hallelujah. So our subject is going to be on seven levels of wealth, and we are continuing on our theme of kingdom preparations, preparing for God's kingdom to be made manifest in our lives.
And here I have to be careful because I'm going to say some things that is going to scratch you maybe in a place that you may not like. But I have to teach it because I'm talking to you about preparing for God's kingdom. Because way back in the Garden of Eden, there was an education that Adam and Eve had that made them feel like God. But that same education took away rulership from them. That same education took away productivity from them. That same education took away life from them. It made them dependent people. So not all education is education. Sometimes I get sad at people who are at a certain level, who are educating themselves in the way that does not bring the kingdom into their lives. And I will explain. You know, the devil comes to Adam and Eve and tells them that there is a tree, tells them in some other words, that tree that God says you should not eat, he's lying to you. You see, there is some kind of education that if you tell people, don't pursue it like that, some of them don't seek counsel. And sometimes it hurts me when I see people like that, because some of the things they are going through, I went through it for about 22 years ago. You see, that same education. And somehow, I have got to see what it did to me, the destruction it did. But people are now entering fully into it. Because they don't ask for counsel. But you see, when somebody goes ahead, at least a person can guide you and say, no, not this way. Try it this way because of this and because of that. So back to the Garden of Eden. Let me just summarize it. I don't have so much time. But there is a knowledge that the devil imparted, so to speak, to Adam and Eve that took away kingdom from them, that did not manifest God's rule in their lives. What was the knowledge? It was a knowledge of good and evil. There was something in the middle of the tree, and the devil said, you can eat it. Eating it, metaphorically, is talking about eating, imbibing it into your mind. There is a knowledge that you can imbibe into your mind that makes your eyes open. It's true. Your eyes will open. That's number one. Number two, it will make you feel like God. You may be God, but you may not feel like God. But this knowledge will open your eyes to a certain world that you originally did not see. That is going to make you feel like God and have a certain kind of confidence that is unproductive. It will make you feel like God, but the same knowledge will take away productivity from you. It will not make you fertile. Perhaps I should teach you something about this tree. The only tree, in fact, one of the only trees in the garden that was a seedless tree was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All other trees, once it came from the ground, it had seed in itself and it should produce after its kind. So when the fruit falls on the ground, it has to grow because it has got seed in it. It should produce after its kind. But this tree is a seedless tree. When the fruit falls on the ground, it does not grow. It's unproductive. So you cannot have two trees of the knowledge of good and evil. Plenty all around. The only time that this tree is going to multiply itself or grow is when it enters into a certain soil called man. So the devil had to get Adam and Eve to take of that fruit and eat it into their soil. Ingest a knowledge. Remember, the tree is not just physical food they are eating. It's a knowledge. It's for the mind. So they eat the same physically, or they imbibe a certain knowledge. That knowledge is going to produce something in them. What is it going to produce? It's going to produce seedlessness. Because the tree must produce after its kind. So what happens to your life is that although you feel like God and Africa has, we've had enough of this, makes us have a feeling of we are like them, we are in charge, we are also our own rulers, but we are not. Because the kind of education and the curricula which the devil made independent African colonies ingest was to make us feel like our colonial powers, but still dependent upon them, because we are so seedless, unproductive, not fertile. That is why we must question the kind of education that we receive. Because you can be educated, your eyes can be enlightened, and you can speak their language when they are speaking. But you see, you will be open to a world of unproductivity. That knowledge will just be a knowledge sitting in your head. I don't care whether it's engineering, I don't care whether it's business, I don't care whatever it is, it will not make you productive. It will make you feed upon the devil or depend upon the devil. That is why I'm saying this, so that some of you who need to enter into certain things will not commit the same mistake that maybe those ahead of you have committed, or maybe have been forced to commit. But the system must not force you. Hallelujah. The system must not force you. There is no way I will allow the system to force me to be naked and depend upon them for clothing, in spite of whatever knowledge that I have and me feeling like God. Because this knowledge will make you naked. It will make you vulnerable. It will make you afraid. There is a knowledge, after receiving it, you are afraid to do anything. That is eating of the tree. It brings mental blockage and mental death. So education is important, but watch what you eat. Watch what you feed upon, because your eyes will be open to a world of limitation, and it will release death into your life. For example, I don't believe at a certain age you have to get education to be an employee. You should not educate yourself into slavery. You should not educate yourself deep into the world system that will not allow you even to serve your God. You must get an education that will make you an employer. Because that is when the kingdom of God is going to come in a forceful way in your life. God called us to be employers, and for the world to work for us, not for us to work for the world. Because the world will not allow you, when you are working for the world, to serve your God. So you must be careful that you don't get education that will ensnare you into the world system, take you deeper into it. Don't refuse it, and trust in your God. I believe that at a certain age, it is better to get professional education than academic education that the universities give. Because it's the same food they are giving you. The same food. The same knowledge. You feel bloated. Me too, I'm like this. Me too, I'm like that. But unproductivity and nakedness still persists in your life. So, let us seek for knowledge. education that will make us stand on our feet, and that will bring God's kingdom into our lives. The next level of wealth that I want to talk to you about is a good name. A good name. A good name. Proverbs 22 verse 1 is better than riches. A good name is better than riches. So, the fourth level of wealth is a good name. A good name. Proverbs 22:1. Business is not done with money. Business is done with a good name. And believe me, it is true. Business is not done with having to assess cash. Business is done with integrity. What you need is integrity. Your yes is your yes. God has got integrity. He's got character. When he says it, he delivers on it. And that is how you must be. Have his wealth. Have character. Have discipline. Moral discipline. Financial discipline. I have heard that if you go to the Far East, certain people who are very rich are not allowed. I'm talking about traders who are very rich, especially in a particular industry I know about. They are not allowed to assess things in the Far East, like from China and Thailand and those places. Not because they don't have money, but because they don't have integrity. They don't have character. They don't have financial discipline. So if you go to Accra, they wait for Ghanaians to go and bring the goods from China, and then they will come to Ghana and come and buy. And the way they are buying, they don't buy like our Ghanaian business people buy, because they have money. They have money, but they don't have character. They don't have financial discipline. They don't have morality. That is why they are such struggling. So you don't need money. Look at Ecclesiastes 2:26b. You don't need money. If you are thinking about entering into business, you need character. You need discipline. You need discipline. Financial discipline. Ecclesiastes 2:26 says that God allows people to heap up riches, and he gives it to people who are good in his sight. He gives the riches to who? People who have got character. Who have got character. Who are good in the sight of God. They are the people who enjoy his riches. People of character. So seek for a good name. My mother's good name helped me to start out in business. My mother's good name. Because she traded so much here in Sekendi Takoradi, it came to a point she was a queen mother of people who sell kiddie wear and things like that. Those times, I mean, that's how we were raised up with. Because my dad died at the age of 8, thereabout. And my mother has to raise us up. How did she do it? She did it that way. Now, my mother has such a good name, and I'm saying this to her honor, that when God gave me an idea to start out in a certain manner, I used a good name of my mother, not money. I just went to places where my mom used to pick her things from. And when they go, my wife will bear out, oh, you Auntie Nancy's this, you Auntie Nancy's that. They will just give you the thing. They will just give you Accra. Yeah, Takoradi, just a good name. One person who was starting out to sell children's wear in Sekendi Takoradi here came to tell me that I'm going to use your mother's name. I'm going to pose as a spouse, a daughter of your mother, so that I can get credit from this place. She went out there and she got it. She told me that, look, I use your mother's name. You think she is only your mother? She is also my mother. So I'm telling us that you do not need money so that you can stuff your store. You need a good name. Nobody, not even banks, have got money on their own, so to speak. A good name will let people come and deposit it there. A good name. Integrity. Morality. Discipline. So let us be rich in a good name, because it will open doors for you. People will make you agent of things that you cannot buy. They will just tell you, you just handle it. A good name. Hallelujah. And that is what my wife does all the time. Always. Her word being her bond. And that is important. It blesses us. Now, the fifth level of wealth is relationship. Relationship. There are two relationships you must be rich in. Relationship towards God and relationship towards men.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Relationship towards God and relationship towards men. You must be rich in relationship. Relationship is important. Genesis chapter 32 verse 28. The Bible says of Jacob when his name was changed to Israel. Israel means somebody who rules as God. When his name was changed to Israel, he said that your name is going to be called a ruler on this earth, because as a prince or as a ruler, you have power with God and power with men. So, what you need is power with God. Relationship is power with God. If anybody has got power with me, somebody who relates with me, has a relationship, the person fellowships with me. There's a type of person, if he asks me for something and I don't have it, because of relationship's sake, I will go and look for it. If even I have to go and take it from somewhere, I will take it from somewhere and give it to the person. Somebody who is not in a relationship with you. So I don't have. That's okay. You are not bound, because there is no relationship. So relationship is important. First of all, relationship with God before relationship with men. The Bible says that if a man's ways please the Lord, he will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. Your enemies will even help you and push you when your ways please the Lord. Relationship is important, ladies and gentlemen. Relationship with God and with men. Luke 2:52, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with men. He didn't say in favor with God and left out men. Because if you are to be a ruler on this earth, you need both. Power with God, power with men. You become a prince. You become Israel. Israel is, he rules. L-E-L is a name for God. El Shaddai is God, who is more than enough. Israel is a ruler like God. And God has made us rulers like him. We are the spiritual Israel. And we need to have relationship, power with God and power with men. Everybody is held by somebody. And the head pastor spoke to you about this, I think last week or last 2 weeks. That everybody is a product of another person. There is no self-made person. Even Jesus Christ had to be helped. Without relating well with people, you are going nowhere. Nowhere. And I mean nowhere. You need to have all sorts of relationship. Top relationship at your level and then below you. Because there are issues that people at your level cannot help you with. As much as they have the goodwill and they wish you well, they can't help you. And there are some things that people at the top cannot help you. It's people at your level. After the top, they may say something or maybe give you a word or maybe bless you with something, but you need those people at your level. So you need to cultivate relationship. Be a cultivator, a Jacob. Don't be a hunter, Esau. You know what a hunter does? A hunter has no relationship with any animal. When he sees them, he kills them. But Jacob, a mild man dwelling in tent, a cultivator, has relationship with the sheep. Maybe he calls their name. That is why at the time that he needed blessing, the lifestyle he was leading gave him the blessing. He just found a goat at the backyard. Isaac said to Esau, go to the field. Rebecca said to Jacob, go to the backyard. Because the kind of life that you are leading, it is time for you to enjoy from it. So relationship is important. Be a cultivator. Be a cultivator, not a hunter. Some people destroy relationship. Don't destroy relationship. Sometimes I see people cheating me. Sometimes I see people doing things that really doesn't sit well with me. Sometimes I see it, but I just let it be, just for the sake of relationship. Don't destroy relationship because of money. As they say, for the relationship to get spoiled, let money be disgraced. Yeah. Let money be disgraced. It doesn't matter, because relationship is richer. You don't know when you will need that person. Please don't do that. If you meet somebody passing your way, greet the person, because you don't know when your car gets locked up. You will call him that, come and help me to lift it. Don't say my car will never have, the tie will never happen like that. Don't say that. Don't rob off on people. You don't know when you need them. Cultivate relationship. Don't hunt for relationship, and when you get it, the least thing, you destroy the relationship. You kill it. It will not help you. If you are somebody who thinks about tomorrow, you will never destroy relationship, no matter how people hate you. Because at a certain level, Jesus Christ needed political connection. He had relationship of all sorts. He had the 12 apostles for spiritual relationship and sending them out to ministry and all that. He had the women and financial people to support his program, a financial relationship with the women, Luke chapter 8. He also had political relationship. There was a man known as Joseph of Arimathea, who himself, the Bible says, was looking for the kingdom. This same man had political connection. So at the time that the apostles were dodging because they were afraid of the king, Joseph of Arimathea, he rose up. That thing Peter could not do. That thing John could not do. It was Joseph of Arimathea, who was a secret disciple of Jesus, who himself was looking for the kingdom, who went to Pilate and demanded for the body of Jesus, that resurrection will take place and you and I will have a life. It comes to a point that you do not need a Moses to lead you into the promised land. No matter how anointed Moses is, no matter how John the Revelator can see visions and prophecies, you need a Joshua. A fruitful person. Because Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim. That meant he was fruitful. You need a fruitful person to take you to the promised land. Hallelujah. Let me talk to you about the final one, the first one. I reserve the seventh one. Maybe we'll take it at another time in a bigger way. But the first level of wealth that you need to have, the first level of wealth that you need to have is property or land. Property, land. You cannot be a king without geographical territory. The kingdom of God cannot be manifest in your life. Listen to me very carefully. The kingdom of God cannot be manifest in your life the way it should be manifested. You cannot be in charge or in control the way you should be in charge and in control on this earth if you do not own land. Own land and own plenty of land. Plenty of land. What makes God a king is because he owns land. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He's the owner of this land. The devil can walk around, but the devil doesn't own any piece of land. Do you know? That is why God can be in charge. Because the devil can superimpose his institutions on this earth. But when the land Lord rises up, he just tells you, pack all your things and go away. I'm taking my land back. That is why God can still be in charge of this earth, because he owns, O-W-N. He owns property. He owns property. He owns land. Almost all the wars that have been fought has been over land and property. Because if you have land, you have controls. I love it when people say that you teach you to fish. But I think that there is a limitation there. When it comes to the kingdom, we don't just want to be taught. First of all, we don't want to be given fish. Second of all, we don't want to even be taught how to fish. We want to own the pond. so that we can control who is fishing. Because you can be taught how to fish, but if you do not own the pond, I am telling you, the landlord is going to say no fishing at the time that you should fish. So for us to manifest the kingdom of God, we must have the basic component, land. When God was moving Abraham from the religious system, from Ur of the Chaldees or from Babylon, that stands in the Bible for the religious system, even to be a king, a father of nations, means that he's bringing forth to kings. He is a king. When he was transitioning him from Babylon to the kingdom, he promised him two things. He said, I'm going to give you a son and I'm going to give you land. No matter how he wants a heavenly city, he says that for you to rule on this earth, you must have the basic thing, land. I believe that no matter the number of human beings on this earth, we can share the pieces of this land. At least own 80 by 100. Yes. Or if you go to Accra, own 45 by 55. I've heard about 45 by 45. I said, me, 45 by 45. No, I said, no. I mean, I won't build there. I can get a house in Accra if I want right now. But I said, no, I don't want it. 45 by 45. You don't have vision. Yes. We need land. You see, in the kingdom of God being manifest, God always likened the kingdom of God to a treasure that was in a field, which when a man saw, he went back, sold everything that he had, and he came to buy the land. Because once he had the land, the kingdom which is down there will be manifest. But if he doesn't get the land, he does not have the kingdom being manifest in his life. One of the blessings of Abraham is the acquisition of land. You cannot really establish generationally without land. It is important. It is important. You cannot establish generationally without land. Land is a very important factor of production, and you need it. Land is an asset. It's not a liability. You have to invest in assets and in liability. Even a house is a liability. Do you know why it's a liability? I'll teach you maybe sometime. It is because you need funds to maintain the house. Anything that you need money to maintain is a liability. An asset is there. You don't maintain it. It's there. Rather, it's appreciating in value. Hallelujah. That's why it's a very important factor of production you need to get. So, ladies and gentlemen, in God making the wealth of Israel common unto us, available to us, for his kingdom to be established, we need to, first of all, we need to go in for land. You need to go in for land. You need to buy what holds everything, and you will be the one who is in charge. Hallelujah. That is why I believe that there is hope for Africa. That is why I believe that there is hope for Christians, the richest people on earth, the richest continent on earth, who are living short of their riches. But God is preparing us. As he is preparing us, the church goes, Africa too will go. Oh yes. We are the light. We are the development. That's why I don't like to point accusing fingers at anybody. Because as you point to them, you are pointing to Babo. There are a number of Babos in our churches. Maybe you are a Babo yourself. Because you will not step aside in the name of a certain tradition. They call it whatever. Let me not get into something that Babo will not be happy with me. Oh yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to cultivate these levels of wealth. The final level of wealth is money. I'll speak about that next week.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.